Unwind your mind, Larry.
I will try.
Please. I see it coiled up there like a cobra.
Ready to strike.
Ready to unleash the comedy.
Yeah.
Your specific brand of comedy.
No, yeah, that's it.
I went to the Unwind Your Mind concert series for Hot Buttered Rum on Friday. That's a good band. You would know. They were on your show.
Yeah, they are a good band.
Yeah. They're a pretty good band.
Yeah.
They're all right. Yeah. We want to thank Ramon's Bakery and Cafe, by the way. You know why?
Do they have a new location by any chance?
They do have a new location. But everybody knows about the new location. So if I can go off book just for a second.
Sure.
I've been off book all day, actually. But I can tell you a story about the wall. Have you been in there yet?
No, I have not.
You're going to want to.
The quiet wall.
The quiet wall. Exactly. I've told you about my affinity for the quiet wall.
Yeah, it's your favorite wall.
It's my favorite wall in all of town. And so at Ramon's, they have a new location, right? It's across from the hospital. It's right next to the old one. And if you go in there, there's this sort of U-shaped, you know, the people who work there, they sort of work in the U, right? This horseshoe-shaped thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the right side, as you face the register, there's the wall. That wall was the sheer wall from the market that used to be there. I think it was called Duck's Market.
Okay.
And so I talked to a guy who said he built the wall, and he said that they just pulled the sheer wall out. Do you know what the shear wall is?
I do not.
I didn't either.
I have no idea what it is.
Okay, if you do construction, try not to laugh at us audibly, but it's understood. The shear wall is the thing where it's like, if you build a house, you frame it up, right? You put the studs in, and then you put like plywood over the studs, and then you put like Tyvek over that.
Okay.
Okay, you know what the studs are. The things you hang pictures with.
But don't you just put drywall up?
You would do that over that, I guess. Anyway, the shear wall keeps the whole thing from bending around. It, like, ties it all up. It's like wrapping the house.
So they
took the shear wall, and they put it on the side wall, and then they put a glaze over it, like a stain, so that you wouldn't get splinters.
Uh-huh.
Yet it still has that earthy touch to it.
So nice.
That's the story of the Ramones wall.
Wow. That is an awesome wall.
All right.
I'm going to make that trip.
You should.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Good food.
Yep.
Good weekend?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. I was carless, so I had an excuse for doing very little, but made it down to Curly's both days. So
is your car up at
Leon's?
Leon's.
Yes.
Excellent.
So
how many cookies do you take when you go there?
Well, I didn't take any because I was there so early in the morning, but I assume tomorrow I'm going to be picking it up sometime later in the morning, so I probably will take three or four.
Three or four and stuff some in your pockets.
Yeah.
I guess that's okay.
They want you to take them.
They do.
And besides, well, they'll
keeps the grandma busy.
Yeah, and right. They will realize some profit.
Of course they will.
From my visit, so.
Absolutely.
Everything's cool.
Love those cookies.
But, it was good. Good hanging out. Did a lot of housework. I was pretty domestic. Did a lot of laundry. Did some mopping. Did some vacuuming. Did some mud dishes. Cleaned the bathroom.
Man, you've been busy.
I rearranged some things in the jam room. I fixed one thing that wasn't working.
What'd you fix?
Well, I have the thing going into the mixer, and sub 3 and 4 is supposed to feed the computer for recording.
This is your home audio system.
Yeah.
Right.
But it wasn't working. Sub 3 and 4 was not working, would not record. And so I had to, I knew it was a simple thing, but the computer is kind of up against the wall, and there's so many cords that are running around in it that it was just kind of, you have to dismantle a whole lot to get at it. A timing belt is an easy thing to fix. It's a belt, but you got to tear everything out to get at it.
Sure.
So it was that sort of thing. So I fixed that.
Good for you.
Yep. And then I went to Curly's
the final night
farewell last night,
which was
fun.
Cliff was there too, I guess.
He was. Cliff and Amy.
That's such a bummer, man.
Well, a lot of we were well represented. Mo was there.
Oh, good. The K-Hum staff, the posse came out.
Jen M.
Excellent.
Yeah.
J-Mac. That's the third Jen who works here.
I know.
It's a lot of gens.
Yes.
It's like that Mike Doty song.
27. Mm-hmm. How about you? Good weekend?
It was a good weekend. Yeah, I went to Arts Alive. I tried the Lost Coast Outpost Layar app.
It was a massive.
Which I mentioned this to you. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Like the Layar thing, it's like you can point your phone. Let's say you're standing atop the gazebo, right? Uh-huh. And you just sort of do a sweep of the two streets there that you can see, and it just tells you, oh, here's what's in that building. And then as you pan past Many Hands, it tells you what's in Many Hands Gallery, it tells you what's in the linen closet and so forth.
That is pretty awesome.
It is.
I have to, my dog has his head caught.
Is he stuck in the...
Yeah, look at him.
Oh, poor guy.
It's not good. Hold on, we got you. You're cool. Just, how do you do this?
twisted it around. I'm gonna rip this a little bit. No, it's cool. Ow! It's cool.
I can see that you're wearing Calvin Klein underwear.
Brand clean this morning.
Nicely
by the way.
Done.
Yeah, that was part of the laundry I did.
Just a quick heads up to people who do pastels on the plaza. Now, our own Amy Berkowitz, she did not fall victim to this.
Okay.
Because she was wearing a full-on jumpsuit. Smart move.
Why?
Because, here's the thing, I saw so much butt crack at pastels on the plaza. Just
people
so
are
much.
Bending over.
I don't care. By the way, I don't care. I'm not looking for it. It's just there. I'm like, I wonder if they know. And then I don't want to be in the position of having to tell somebody.
No.
Maybe they want that.
Maybe it's
like exhibitionism.
That's a hard thing to tell someone.
Your butt crack showing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this someone you don't know? Like, if it's your best friend or something like that, then that's okay. But
I get the feeling I show a little too much butt crack.
Like a random stranger? I don't think so.
My butt right's kind of high, is the thing.
Well, it's because you wear those skinny jeans.
I don't wear... These are not skinny jeans. Like, come on. The people saying these are skinny jeans, these are not skinny jeans.
You know who wears skinny jeans?
Who?
The Kooks.
Oh, all the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's walking around Arts Alive. Like, you could not find a kid wearing anything that looked like less than it was sprayed on. Like, those pants are so nuts.
Oh, man. I could not rock that.
Don't mess
with
me like that.
I couldn't rock that stuff.
The Kooks do wear that, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here's the... Sorry. I'm saving up. 2012 is going to be the year that I completely wipe out "here's the thing" from my vocab.
That's bold.
It's got to go.
That's a bold statement.
Such an arrogant thing to say.
Okay.
So this is these jeans here. They're like half like spandex. So now I realize how those kids can do that. It's like jeggings.
Is it like the pajama jeans?
Yeah, very much.
Wow.
Pajama skinny jeans.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't even have those.
You want to wear my pants?
No. I mean, no, not right now.
Oh, it'd just be weird.
Yeah, it would be.
I don't think they'd fit you, to be quite honest.
No, they'd be much too. Well, they would be too long in the leg and too narrow in the waist area.
Exactly.
Yes.
Speaking of these matters, can I just give it up for the bears that live out in the McKay track, which I may or may not have been trespassing on for like 3 hours and 15 minutes?
Did you see some bears?
No, but I saw these mountainous bear scat. Piles.
Wow.
Just so huge. You realize, like, the bear that, first of all, that bear's eating a lot of blackberries. That's
sure.
Good living.
Oh, man.
Vegetarian bears.
They must have a thicker skin, though, huh?
I would hope so.
Because I can't go near those things.
Charlie's taking to eating blackberries right off the bush. Dangerous game, Charlie.
Yeah.
Dangerous game.
Talk to Common.
But the other thing with Charlie is that he's like almost 9 now.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? But he held up 18 miler yesterday. 18 miles, that dude.
He's awesome.
Keep on trucking.
How old was Curly? How old was Charlie when he got him?
Like 6 months.
Wow.
Maybe. Yeah, somebody got him as a puppy, and then the puppy phase wore off, and then they're like, I don't want a dog.
So I've been here 9 years?
Something like that.
10, maybe.
We're quite old.
Jeez. Okay.
So my point is this. As he gets older, he is less motivated by food because he knows that he is going to get food whenever, but he has taken to creative eating. Which is to say, other animals.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know.
Scat.
It's a tremendous problem.
It's the nastiest. I just want to like I'm not a violent person, but I seriously want to strike out in anger when I see him do that. I'm like, what are you doing? That's humiliating to everybody when you're eating that.
It's affecting my relationship with Comet.
That he eats poo.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know, it's gross. You don't want to get licked.
No, I do not. And I don't want to think, because, you know, he's a good dog. I really love him. But... come on. So I don't know how to fix that. And on the website, well, the web search revealed that it's pretty difficult to fix it.
Yeah.
You just got to kind of hope they grow out of it.
You know what the worst part is? Everywhere I take him to eat, I mean, not eat. Well, yeah, I guess basically eat. It's like everywhere in this county that you can let the dog off a leash is how we would say a target-rich environment.
Hello. Yeah, I know. It's just
got to break that habit. Oh. This is getting really gross.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, let's stop this.
Let's
swing it back.
Something
hey, thanks
awesome.
Everybody for all the calls today. Through the roof with these catchy songs.
Okay, people love the catch.
Lesson I learned today, people like melodies.
Yeah.
This weird ambient dissonant stuff that we think people really like. Real people like dissonance.
No, sir.
Not so much.
Nope.
It's your week. I didn't think so, dude.
Yes.
I didn't think so.
Wait, no, it's my week.
Yeah, okay.
No, cool. I have something picked out from Schofield that I'd like to play.
Do you?
No.
You haven't even heard that. I brought that in today. I just opened it.
Okay. That sucks.
I don't care.
I want to leave myself a Google Calendar.
You know what? Okay, you should do that. Celine Dion, by the way, can I play you my favorite thing this week? This is Celine Dion explaining why she doesn't want to play a Billy Joel song. I think it's Goodbye, My Angel. You know that song?
No.
I have a 10-year-old. I'm in love. I don't want to learn.
Just to translate, because she's speaking Canadian. I have a 10-year-old. I'm in love. I don't want to die.
I have a 10-year-old. I'm in love. I don't want to. I don't want to die. I don't want to sing it. I love Billy Joel, but I don't think I'm going to sing the song.
Wow!
Isn't that just fantastic,
Billy Joel?
Billy Joel, but I don't think I'm going to sing the song.
Oh, Celine, start a 3-year run in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah, in like some massive theater.
She's making bank.
You know who else is doing a 3-year run in Vegas? I think Celine's doing 3 years. Elton John.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope he doesn't become Liberace.
Why not? What's wrong with Liberace?
Well, no, Liberace is fine, but we already have Liberace. That's what I'm trying to say. And we, you know, don't...
Common person's Ferrani and Teicher.
Elton John has put out some awesome... Benny and the Jets, come on.
Right.
Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Rocket Man.
Great. Rocket Man, incredible good song. So just don't... He's on the verge.
Did you ever hear that Elton John record, Reg Strikes Back?
No.
He raps. I'm not even kidding. If I can find that, that would be pretty much the best way to go. Because his real name is Reginald something, right?
Yeah.
Reg Strikes Back.
I just...
Yep. Oh, my God.
Because, you know, early Elton John is incredible.
Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's is on that. Maybe this is the new one.
I like it so far.
Do you? You know, it's weird is he has a lot of hats on the cover of this album.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've always said one's enough to love.
That's singing.
That's not rap at all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's KHUM Garberville, Eureka Arcata, online at KHUM.com. You want to just go with something from this?
Sure.
Okay. Pick a number.
6.
Funky.
Larry's up next.